The United Nations appears to have met its target of $460 million in immediate aid for flood-stricken Pakistan after the U.S. and other nations significantly upped their pledges. Chris Altieri reports.
The increase in aid pledges came after UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged governments and people to be even more generous than they had been in earlier campaigns, such as that for the Indian Ocean tsunami and for this year's Haitian earthquake, saying the floods are a bigger global disaster with more than 20 million people in need of shelter, food, and clean water. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton pledged long-term U.S. commitment to Pakistan's recovery and urged other nations to do so as well.
Now, I realize that many countries, including my own, are facing tough economic conditions and very tight budgets. And we've also endured an unrelenting stream of disasters this year, from the earthquake in Haiti to the wildfires in Russia. But we must answer the Pakistani request for help.
The European Union raised its pledge to more than $180 million U.S. dollars. In addition, Britain said it would double its contribution to nearly $100 million on top of $25 million in public donations. And Germany raised its aid to $32 million. The floods have affected about one-fifth of Pakistan's territory, an area larger than Italy or the U.S. state of Arizona. It has put a strain on civilian government, even as the government struggles against al-Qaeda and Taliban violence. I'm Chris Altieri.